This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Firstly, we would like to welcome all the brothers and sisters near and far. We have brother who just came back from Oman, brother who came back from overseas. The minute they arrive, alhamdulillah, they never miss to visit our center and to continue Qiyam with us. Brother and sister, we hope with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we among ourselves will bear witness for one another in the Day of Judgment. To say to Allah, this is my companion, this is my friend, my brother, my sister, who worship you, Allah, together with us. This is the Jama'ah who fast together with us. This is the Jama'ah who perform Umrah with us. This is the Jama'ah who perform Hajj with us. This is the Jama'ah who participate with us in doing all the good activities in reaching out to the poor and the needy. Everything that we do together, Allah Rabbul Alameen will bless us that we will bear witness among ourselves, inshallah. The beauty of doing things as a jama'ah, the Prophet said, jama'ah rahmah. There's a lot of blessing that we will receive Allah's mercy, unended mercy. And the mercy of Allah extended not only here to the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, I will share with you one of a very important hadith, not tonight, tomorrow, about a warning from Allah, about something that happened to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was shown by Allah about the people who abandoned fasting, their future. For us who have been fasting, alhamdulillah, I'd like to share with you this hadith that I've shared in my class this morning. It's not new for all of us, but it's good to keep on revisiting the saying of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said to the companions, Kullu amali ibn Adam yudda'afu al-hasanatu ashru amthaliha ila sab'a mi'a di'fin. All the deeds of the children of Adam, all of us, male and female, are for them, for yourself. Everything you do is for your own good. Allah don't need anything from us, actually. But whatever Allah wants you to do and you're doing it, it is for our own good. And the reward that Allah is preparing for all of you based on the good deeds. You know, when good deeds mean your intention must be for Allah, the niyat, then the way you perform it, you follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only you consider that is amal salih, good deeds. Not only deeds, but good deeds. A lot of people fail to understand the importance of doing good deeds. They like to do deeds, but they don't care about whether it's good, it's righteous or not. That's why when you look into the Quran, when Allah says, "Wal asri innal insan lafi khusrin," Allah swear with time, every one of us is a loser. Illa lazina amanu wa amila salihah. Except those who believe, and a believer will still end as a loser until he act upon what he believe. And whatever he do, he still can be a loser until the action is salih. Illa lazina amanu wa amilu salihah. It's so important to make sure that whatever we do is salih. How to make sure that whatever you do is salih? You just have to have the right knowledge. How would the Prophet ﷺ want us to do? Like prayer, like zikir, like shukur, example. Remember a short dua that the Prophet reminds us to recite every morning and every evening. And sometimes the Prophet will encourage you to recite every time after the end of the fardu prayer. I will start slowly, please. Yeah, continue. It start by saying, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika. Again, louder. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika. Then, alhamdulillah. What is the meaning of this prayer? Very simple. Oh Allah, Allahumma a'inni, help me. Help you to do what? Help me to remember you. Sometimes to remember Allah is not easy, brothers and sisters. To recite the Quran is not easy. Even it's very handy. Everybody have an apps of Quran. You have downloaded the Quran app, but it's not easy. Because like Imam was reciting ayah, there are a lot of people, you redo the dunya, you just want dunya. For dunya, you are prepared to sacrifice, to do everything for dunya. Because you can see the result. You do more, you get more maybe. But now the Prophet is saying, if you do for Allah and you do it correctly, I am going to reward you 10 times to 700 times. But the problem, you can't see the reward from Allah. There is the test. Because you can't see, so you are not attracted to it. But it's okay. We hope by fasting it strengthen our iman. To believe in the unseen. And then the Prophet continued by saying, "Call Allahu Azza wa Jal." And now he's moving to call Allah. Mean hadith Qudsi. In the beginning, he himself is telling us. Now he is telling what Allah is saying. قال الله عز وجل إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أزي به. Whatever you do, any good deeds, your prayer, your sadaqah, and other things, your hajj, your umrah, is for you. For your own benefit. And then Allah said, except fasting. And because we are prepared to abandon what is halal, not haram, what is halal? Your shahwat, there is halal. Your food, there is halal. Your drink, there is halal. But we are ready to sacrifice all this. In the daytime, purely for Allah. It's not because of Allah, I don't think we can do. Because you can eat by yourself, nobody knows. You can just disappear for a while and then you have some drink, who knows? You know Allah, the All-Knowing. It's not easy actually to fast except when you have the right iman. And because you are willing to do it for the sake of Allah, Allah said, now I will reward you without any limit. This is what Allah said. يَدَعَ شَحْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِ وَلِصَائِنْ فَرْحَتَانِ. We have been sharing all these beautiful hadiths with all of you. But one thing I want to remind all the good brothers, especially the young brothers, and all also who are here, one of the adab that the companion have, where the tabi'in have, when the great four imam have, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, when anybody is addressing, talking about qala Rasulullah, qala Allah Ta'ala, you know how they respond? They completely silent. They listen. No more talking, no more discussing about what the people say, what your opinion, what do you think? No, no. When somebody quote, call Allah, call, immediately they listen, they are quiet. Why? The way they respect the word of Allah and the saying of the Prophet is like Allah is talking to them. It's like the Prophet is talking to them. How can you disrespect Allah when Allah is talking to you and you don't bother to listen? If the king is talking to you, do you think you will say other thing, talk to your friend? No, complete silence. That is how they respect the knowledge, not like us. Inside here is very quiet, alhamdulillah. Outside, we don't know. There's a lot of tests outside than inside. Yeah. So it's good to stay inside. If you're given a chance to be in, go in. Yeah. It's a different kind of environment. Now, Allah is telling us, وَلِصَائِمْ فَرْحَتَانْ فَرْحَتَانْ. Anybody who fasts, they will have two happiness. They are sure to be happy. The first one, when you break fast. How do you feel when you want to break a fast? Are you happy? Or you say, why so early again? I like to delay at 10 a.m. Oh no, 10 a.m., 10 p.m. Everybody was waiting for the breaking of fast. And there's nothing wrong to be happy. The Prophet said, you are considered a good person who are fasting in the way the Prophet and Allah want you to fast. When you break your fast, immediately don't delay unnecessarily. Don't say, I think I want to be better than my friend. They break fast before prayer. I break fast after prayer. It's not good. Because the Prophet wants you to break fast immediately before the prayer. So you break fast. Alhamdulillah, we are happy. وَفَرْحَةٌ إِنْدَ لِقَاءَ رَبِّي. The second happiness when we meet Allah. Because Allah is so pleased with all of us. You fast for His sake. You do everything for Him. Now He is waiting for you. When Allah is pleased with us, what did He say? رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. And what He promised? لَهُمْ جَنَّةً. I will reward you with Jannah. brothers and sisters, we are sorry if some of the sisters feel a bit hot today. You know, because normally when we on the aircon, the people feel cool. But because more people is worshiping Allah, the aura is different. So we on the fan, alhamdulillah. But remember, when you go to Jannah, Allahu Akbar, you will never experience this problem anymore. And the weather in Jannah is very, very unbelievable. Those who don't like cold, immediately the weather changes for him. Those who like to be cooler, immediately it will go according to your liking. Can you imagine? Maybe like you are together in the room, you with your husband, inshallah, and your husband don't like cold, you like cold. You can be together, and Allah will give the weather according to your liking and to him according to his liking. Can you imagine that situation? Can you get it here? Cannot. Never compare Jannah and this world. You can't compare. Allahu Akbar. Everything will go according to your liking. Why? Because Allah wants you to be happy. Because you have been pleasing Allah when you are alive. You try your best to do what He wants you to do. Then now is His time to reward you. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah said, وَلَقُلُوفُ فَمِ صَائِمْ أَتْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رَيْهِ الْمِسْتِقِ رَوَاهُ بُخَارِي and Muslim. It's a very authentic hadith. Allah swear with His Izzah. He said, the mouth, the smell of the mouth of a person who is fasting is so fragrant. More fragrant than the smell of mist. When we are fasting, sister, if you stand very close and you start to talk to each other, how do you smell? Do you smell good? You can try tomorrow. Husband and wife, friend, you stand closely, you talk for 2-3 minutes. You know a kind of smell will appear. It don't smell good actually. But Allah said, the smell of the mouth who is fasting is so fragrant. Why? Because a person who fasts, he never use his mouth to speak anything that is displeasing Allah. To the extent the Prophet مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّرْ وَعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ أَيَّدَعَ طَعَمَهُ وَشَرَبُهُ. If a person who fasts, he just stop eating and drinking, but his mouth, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, the swearing, the lying, the gossiping, backbiting, slandering, just go on like normal. The Prophet said, Allah have no hajat. He don't value your fast. Your fasting have no value and you will just feel hungry and thirsty, that's all. So the Prophet ﷺ then remind his ummah, remember the fasting man every night. And while you are fasting, sahur time, before you break your fast, don't forget to call upon Allah. And he said, مَنْ يَتَعُونِي فَاسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ. Number one. Whoever invoke me and demand anything from me, I will respond to his invocation. Number one. Man yas'aluni fa'u'tiyah. And whoever asks me for anything, I may grant him his request. Number three, man yastaghfiruni fa'aghfira lah. And whoever asks me to forgive him or her, I will forgive him and her. So please don't take the fasting man lightly. It's a man of mercy, rahmah, man of blessing, man that Allah just loves to forgive us. Keep on asking. May Allah accept our prayer. May Allah forgive all of us. Give us the strength, the help. Give us the wealth so that we can do more for the sake of Allah, Rabbul Alameen, before it's too late. And the Prophet did remind us, in the day of judgment, we will say, Mali, Mali, my money, my wealth, where's my saving, where's my saying, where's my property? Then the Prophet said, nothing actually belongs to you, except the money that you have buy food or buy drink and you have eaten it. That is yours. You buy some garment, you wear it and tear, you wear and tear, that is yours. And whatever you give now, you invest now, like the donation drive that we are sharing after this, sister, please, I do not know whether you have visited the red banner outside or not. Just have a look. What is this? There's a lot of numbering outside, just outside this hall. Because your sister come from the other angle, brother from here. You may miss this information. You just go out after this. Don't go out straight. Go to the left over here and have a look. And the wall is just behind this wall. Yeah? Have a look. And look at the numbering. Why? Because the Prophet said, whatever you give now, that is yours. Whatever you keep, it's not yes. You are just a keeper. You may die anytime. So what happens when we die? The first thing, people will wash your body. Everything taken out. Your ring, your necklace, everything, your wash, everything, they have to take it out. Left nothing. Like how you were born, nothing with you. And with 2 pieces of clothing, or maybe the sister have 4 pieces, it wrap you, and down you go. Whatever you left, now, the one who is living is going to fight for it. This is mine, my share, my share, my share. And you can see a lot of Muslims until today fail to settle this problem. Greediness. You feel that it's not your right to control. It's a family right. If you don't want to give it now, you have sentimental value. Example, a house. How much this house will cost, the value of the house? $500,000. No, we don't sell it now. I think we can get a better price. $1 million. You want, you give a time frame. All the family sit down. Are you agreed that we will try to settle this in half a year? Give a deadline. If not, then we are ready to sell. How much you can get in the market, we have to sell. Oh, no. I want more, okay? You want more. Now you look at the market price. I want to give you some idea, some way that Allah and the Prophet want you to do. Anything good, be hastened, don't delay until the person who have right, now he died again. Na'udzubillah. It's zulm. Al-zulm is zulumat yawm al-qiyamah. You cannot do this. If you feel that you want to keep the property, fair enough. Now check the market. Confirm. Now it's 800,000. How many siblings? What is your share? I give it to you now. I will keep this property. When it go up, I will sell. That is my profit. You can do that. No problem. But you have no right to delay the right of the other sibling. No right at all. This is just a way out. Islam is very simple. Don't think that money is everything. لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ أَنْ قَسْرَةِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ غِنَىٰ الْغِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. Richness is because, it's not because of you have a lot of property, you are rich. No. The real richness is when you are contented with what you have. Whatever you have, you are contented. You are very rich. So please remember, this is the man that Allah wants us to get more and more reward. And may Allah reward all of us kindly by we having the intention, I am going to do more. I'm going to out here, I'm going to check the numbers. Then I'm going to make sure that I am in this project, inshallah. Until we see you tomorrow night, have a good sahur. Rest well. Don't forget to read the Quran. Okay? A lot of people are not sure, can I do more and more prayer? Read the Quran. Your prayer have end. After witr is the closing prayer for the day. So just open the Quran and read and reflect. And may Allah give us more peace. And may Allah grant us success. Amin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wa qida' wa alhamdulillahi alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.